Welcome
to the Bright Boys.
The Bright.
You have the final say over my life. That's why I must worship you, Papa. I must worship you because before the foundation of the world, you put my name in the book of life. I must worship you for the sacrifice you offered for me, Lord. Worship you.
The Lord is mighty to save. See, I don't get to know that situation. I don't get to know how long you've dwelt on that problem. But I've got good news for you, that the Lord is mighty to save. He said in his word, ask anything and it shall be given unto you. As you listen this morning, may you be highly blessed and favored in Jesus' name.
Oh,
cry of my heart. Is the shores and the island will see your light.
Your light.
Listen, church. It is not a confirmation of the man, William Branham. Because I said this because even the followers of the ministry of William Branham miss it. They have taken away their attention to what God was doing in that man and focused it on the man. And they missed it and turned the whole thing to idolatry. Listen, church. I said vindication. Vindicating that this is my servant. That this is my messenger. Listen, church. If somebody is a messenger, it means he has a message. Church, listen. I say he gave him two vindications. Number one is the power. The power, 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 power. He received, he operated in a realm that up to this moment we are preaching. Nobody in this Pentecostal age has operated in the level that that man has operated in the realm of the power. After Malachi, Prophet Malachi, from Malachi to John the Baptist is a period of 400 years. God made sure after Malachi for 400 years there was no prophet in the land. Until Will Abraham came in this Pentecostal age, nobody operated the gift of discernment. Nobody. So that they will know this is an unusual gift. It was a messianic gift, a vindication that God is about to do something. Therefore, listen, the power was displayed for everybody to see. But the light, only the bride recognizes. That's what I want you to know. So you're not surprised that all the doctors of divinity of this age, all the jewels and bishops and the superintendents and the prelates and the primates and all the chieftaincy holders of the gospel, all of them, all they know concerning William Branham is the miracle, the signs, and the wonder, as Apostle Johnson Suleiman was testifying to. That is all they know. If you read Robert Lyodon, that is all they tell you. The power side, the power side, the power side. But when it came to the purpose of the power, what the power was indicating, which is the message, they get confused. They get confused. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why I say the pillar of fire is a symbol of our faith. A symbol of our faith. The title is the pillar of fire. The symbol of our faith. Hallelujah. Now, that picture you see on the screen, if you can look at the screen, is a popular scripture. Picture. That picture is hanging in the hall of religious fame in America. That picture is there by the FBI, confirmed by the Federal Bureau for Investigation in America, known as the FBI. When there was a controversy over that picture, because this picture, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, that picture was taken in 1950 in Houston, Texas, in the USA. That picture that you are looking at, there was a conference of ministers that were called because William Branham was confusing the people with his doctrine. And the doctors of divinity and everybody
And they came together and they organized a meeting for William Branham to confront William Branham. I remember all of them have their DD and LLD and PhD and DRD and D without R and everything. All of them have their doctorate degrees. Big, big English. Some of them have Bible institutions. Highly revered reverence. And this humble man that did not go to school, he's saying some things that went contrary to what they believed. And they called that conference and they brought a photographer that was snapping, of course, covering the occasion. At the end of the meeting, during that meeting, William Branham was narrated what happened in that meeting. When they all finished talking, it was left for him to respond. He came to the pulpit. It was that picture was snapped on that pulpit. He came to the pulpit or the podium and told them, he said, I've heard all that you people are saying. If there's anybody here that can come here with the Bible and show me anything I preach that is contrary to any teaching here, let that person stand up and come here. He said, there were over 400 ministers. Does that not remind you of the 400 prophets of... Glory! Hallelujah. And he said, everywhere went silent. In his own description, he said, if you dropped a pin on the ground, you will have heard the noise. And he said, they knew better. He said, because when he spoke that, he said, the angel of God came and stood by his side, ready to strike anyone that will come out. He said they knew better than to come out. And while he stood there making that statement, their own photographer that they invited snapped the last exposure, what do you call it, negative exposure of that film. And the program was over. When the photographer went to develop that film, that was what he noticed. All the other shots that he snapped went blank. Only this last one appeared with that light on top. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And William Branham, blessed be the name of the Lord, they were narrating that they took that picture, because they started arguing, no, it was a reflection of light. It was this. They were arguing among themselves. And William Branham told them, that is the same pillar of fire that I have been seeing from Beth. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. They took the picture to the FBI laboratories, handed it over to the director of questionable documents. And they use all the technology they have to confirm whether it was a reflection of light or something. And the man wrote his report. He's not a Christian. And signed it. That it is not a reflection. That this is the picture of a supernatural object. Hallelujah. And when we hang that picture, I want you to know, it is not the picture of William Branham we are hanging. Hallelujah. Anytime we hang this picture anywhere, take your mind away from the man. The emphasis is that light there upon him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And what is that light? That is what I want to explain. Why has it become a symbol of our faith, the end time message believers? We belong to a faith, and there is a symbol of our faith. And this pillar of fire is one of the symbols of our faith, and it is the most important symbol of our faith. That's all I want to explain. And I try to use this because the ministry of William Branham, hallelujah, is just like the messianic ministry of Jesus Christ that came and brought confusion among the religious setting. God himself, hallelujah, did the confusing, using foolish things to confound the wise. And William Branham came with two vindications. Two vindications. The first vindication, remember, I say vindication. Vindication is heavenly confirmation of something. Listen, church, it is not a confirmation of the man, William Branham. Because I say this because even the followers of the ministry of William Branham miss it. They have taken away their attention to what God was doing in that man and focused it on the man. And they missed it and turned the whole thing to idolatry. But I thank God he kept me sane. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, church. I say vindication. Vindicating that this is my servant. That this is my messenger. Listen, church. If somebody is a messenger, it means he has a message. The emphasis, therefore, is not the messenger. The emphasis is the message. Moses was told with a message, go to Pharaoh and give him a message. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. But how will they know that God sent him? God, therefore, gave him a vindication. A vindication that what he is saying is from God. Not that the man is from God, but the message is from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the vindication. He gave Moses the sign. The same thing also with William Branham. Church, listen. I say he gave him two vindications. Number one is the power. The power. He received, he operated in a realm that up to this moment we are preaching. Nobody in this Pentecostal age has operated in the level that that man has operated in, the realm of the power. What was it? To call the attention of the people to him, to the messenger. That was the purpose. That was the purpose. Church, listen. I say it again. He was given an anointing. The discernment anointing. No preacher today has that level of discernment. William Branham reached a stage when the anointing was upon him. He was no longer praying in Jesus' name. He will reach down, oh glory be to God, and tell you, do you believe me to be a servant of God? Your mother has cancer? Go. Because you believe that I am a servant of God, go. Your mother is healed. Before you reach house, your mother will be healed. And none failed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He reached a stage where you are sitting down there, you are thinking. He will be telling you what you are thinking. He will be reading your thoughts. And when he got to the realm of the discernment, He will tell you, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when he reads it and the people are doubting him, do you doubt that he is here? Jesus Christ said, if you don't believe me, he said, believe me for the works that I do in my Father's name. The works that I do, they testify of who I am. He said, how will you know? He said, if that Jesus is here now, the God that met with Abraham, hallelujah, is the same God that came to the Jews in Jesus Christ. There was a sign. He came to Abraham. And the Bible says, this is William Branham making reference. William Branham will talk to the crowd that are listening to him. And they will say that, what was it? He said that Sarah was at the back side of the tent preparing food in the kitchen. He was in front with Abraham and he was telling Abraham about the promise of Isaac that will come, and they were already too old for that kind of thing to happen, and Sarah was at the back side of the tent and she was laughing, and God was speaking like a man, came like a man, and we were speaking to Abraham, speaking with Abraham, and he said here, why is Abraham and Sarah laughing? Oh, glory be to God. Sarah was nowhere to be seen, but the great omnipresent God, omniscient God, hallelujah. And he told them, if that same God is here now, will he do the same thing? And he will stand and back the congregation. And he will say, there is a woman behind so place. And begin to, you know, discern. And when he finished, he said, how can you doubt that he is here? And he met another woman by the well. And he began to discern of how many husbands. And he will walk to a woman again in the congregation. And stand up. Have we ever met before? He said, no. But your name is this. You are from so place. This is why you are here. This is the problem, you are here. And you begin to discern. There is something that God did in Israel. Listen, church. After Malachi, Prophet Malachi, from Malachi to John the Baptist is a period of 400 years. God made sure after Malachi for 400 years there was no prophet in the land. Until William Branham came in this Pentecostal age, nobody operated the gift of discernment. Nobody. So that they will know, this is an unusual gift. It was a messianic gift. A vindication that God is about to do something. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The second vindication, I'm explaining something to somebody here. The second vindication is that pillar of fire. Now, listen, church. Listen, church. The power gift, listen, was to cause an attraction in his fishing ministry. The bride of Jesus Christ, they were locked up in the denomination. A type of Israel in Egypt. And what will he do? Listen, church. To get their attention. So that they will see something that is happening and come close. When they come close to William Branham, they are not to come there to continue with miracles, signs, and wonders. After you have come close to William Branham, there is a light. God was going to show you, the bride, a light. What does light do? Light is to show way out of darkness. Therefore, listen, the power was displayed for everybody to see. But the light, only the bride recognized it. That's what I want you to note. So you're not surprised that all the doctors of divinity of this age, all the jewels and bishops and the superintendents and the prelate and the primates and all the chieftains.